听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Pam is planning her grandmother's birthday party. She is turning 80 next month. Amy is helping Pam. The party will be a big celebration. Pam admires her grandmother because she is sincere and wise. Her grandma has a dozen grandchildren.She loves all of them very much.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea, and I'm going to help you get ready for today's lesson. We have a lot to learn together. Now, let's review today's key words. You just heard them in our opening paragraph. We find out that Pam's grandmother is turning 80 next month.80 is a key word. Now, 80 is a number. 80 equals 80. Now, friends, when you say 80, you want to say the first part a little bit stronger. 80. Try it with me. 80. You don't want to mix it up with 18. 1-8. When we say 18...We say the second part a little stronger. 18, 80, 18, 80. So 80 is, of course, a number. Maybe you have 80 friends or you have 80 cards. Can you think of something that you have 80 of? Well, it is a big number. And if someone's age is 80, that means it's time to celebrate that person.Well, Pam admires her grandmother. When you admire someone, you think they are a very good person. When you admire someone, you want to be like that person. We learn more about Pam's grandmother. She is sincere and wise. When someone is sincere, that means what they say is true. If your friend is sincere,You can trust and you can believe what they say. We want to try to be sincere. Wise is also a key word. A wise person has a lot of life experience and can share that with others. Well, Pam's grandmother has a dozen grandchildren. 12 grandchildren. A dozen means 12. Well, we have more to learn. Let's go to the mall.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English at the Mall. My name is Emma. Today, we're talking about Grandma. Grandma's going to have a birthday, and someone is planning a party. I wonder who they will invite. I love parties. I hope I'm invited.And maybe you'll be invited too. But before we find out who's invited, let's look for the question and find it. Look for the answer to this find it question. What did Pam and Amy already plan? What did Pam and Amy already plan? Look for the answer to that question. Ooh.Right now, let's go to the information desk.
Hello, 欢迎来到 information desk. 我是 Christina. Pam 正在计划一个特别的 birthday party. 到底是谁的生日快到了呢? Before we find out, let's learn some key words. 80, 八十, 80. Uncle Terry just turned 80.他才刚过八十大寿。Grandchild, 外孙子女或者是孙子女。Grandchild. Julie 看起来很年轻 but she already has four grandchildren. dozen, 一打或十二个 dozen. 例如 a dozen donuts, 十二个甜甜圈。Sincere, 真诚的坦率的 sincere. Peter is a good man. He is always sincere. Admire, 敬爱仰慕或钦佩 admire.我非常敬佩在第一线工作的救灾人员。I admire their courage. And now, let's go to the Jungle Cafe.
Conversation A.
Hi, ladies. What are you doing?
We are planning my grandma's birthday party.
When is the party?
Next month. My grandmother will turn 80 in April.
The party will be a big celebration.
Are you preparing many things for the party?
Yes. We already planned the decorations.
We planned the party games too.
What else should we plan?
Hi friends, I am Tom and I'm here with Amy.And, of course, in this conversation, Jack, Pam, and Amy are in the Jungle Cafe. Pam and Amy are planning something, and in this conversation, we have found it. We found the answer to today's Find It question. The question is, what did Pam and Amy already plan?
What did Pam and Amy already plan? They already planned the decorations.And the party games. That's right, we did, and it's so fun to plan for Pam's grandma's 80th birthday party. She is turning 80, and 80 is our key word. 80.
80.
Now, 80 is a number or an age. 80 as a number is 80. 18is 1-8. So just be careful with the pronunciation. 80. Now let's try it in a sentence. Alice loves shoes. She has 80 pairs of shoes at home. Oh man, I wish I can be Alice. I want 80 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, that sounds like you, Amy. I know you like clothes, and you must love shoes, but 80 pairs of shoes is a lot.Do you think you will have 80 pairs of shoes?
I don't know. A girl can only dream.
Okay, that's true. Well, friends, let's use this word 80 in another sentence. The Johnsons are a big family. There are 80 people in the family. That is a big family. And friends, as you know, this word can also be an age. Pam's grandmother is going to turn 80.She will be 80 years old. So Pam and Amy are planning for this birthday party, but you can plan many kinds of things. What other things can you plan?
You can plan a trip, or you can plan what you're going to eat for dinner tomorrow. You can plan a lot of different things. It's a good way to say what you're thinking. Well, good job, friends. Let's review our key word.80. How many DVDs do you have? Johnny owns more than 80.
That is a lot of DVDs. I think I need more than 80 DVDs. Well, hey, we had a super sentence in this conversation. Let's go and learn more with Super Sentence Man.
Super Sentence Man.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
I'm cleaning. My wife and I are having a guest.
A guest? Who?
Well, we invited our niece to come over and stay here with us.
How nice.
No. My niece.
Oh, right. So you are working hard. Good. Will you...
Will I what?
Oh, I need Super Sentence Man.
I am Super Sentence Man, and I have a super sentence just for you.
Great! I'm glad you're here. What's the super sentence?
Are you preparing something for something else? Are you preparing a room for your guest?
Are you preparing a room for your guest?
Well, try a few super sentences of your own.
All right. Are you preparing your clothes for a trip?
Are you preparing your clothes for a trip? It looks like you are. Do you have another super sentence?
Are you preparing chicken for dinner?
Are you preparing chicken for dinner? No, but that sounds delicious. Now, what super sentence will you use with this kind man?
Are you preparing a room for your guest?
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, Uncle Bernard, you're doing a great job.
Uncle Bernard? What? Is that you?
Yes. It's me. I'm your niece.
Allie!
And your guest. Thanks, Super Sentence Man.
You're welcome. And that, my friends, is how you use a super sentence. Now remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And now, I must go. Bye-bye.
Conversation B.
Well, who will you invite? Write down people's names.
Good idea. First, I'll invite all of my grandma's children and grandchildren.
How many children does she have?
She has 4 children, and she has 12 grandchildren.
Wow. That's a lot of grandchildren.
Yes, and my grandma loves us all. She's a very sweet woman.
I'm sure Pam's grandmother must be a very sweet person. Friends, we're learning a lot about Pam's grandmother in this conversation. Pam says, first I'll invite all of my grandma's children and grandchildren. Our key word here is grandchild.
Grandchild.
Grandchild. You are a grandchild. You are a grandchild. That means you have a grandmother or grandfather. If you are here, that means you are somebody's grandchild. Now let's use this key word in another sentence. How many grandchildren do you have? Well, Amy, how many grandchildren do you have?
How many grandchildren do I have?
Yeah.
I have none.
Oh.
I'm not married.
That's right. You are a grandchild. Sorry, you are a grandchild. You don't have any grandchildren yet.
Now, friends, it's important to remember when you have one, you say grandchild. When you have 2 or more, then you say grandchildren. Now let's try it in another sentence. Mrs. Goose has 80 grandchildren.
Okay, whoa, that is a lot of grandchildren. Mrs. Goose has 80 grandchildren? You just used another key word from today.
I did. And the next key word is dozen.
Dozen.
Dozen means 12 of something. Well, let's try it in a sentence. Mom is cooking tonight and she needs 12 eggs. She needs 12 eggs.
Well, let's use it in another sentence. Stephen gave 12 roses to Maria. So you know that Stephen gave 12 roses to Maria. That's right. Dozen is 12. So what is 2 dozen? What is 2 dozen anyway, Amy?
2 dozen means 12 plus 12. So 24.
Okay, so 12 plus 12 is 24. And friends, if you know math, you know what 3 dozen is, what 4 dozen is. Dozen is 12. Well, let's review these key words. The first one, grandchild. Grandchild. David's daughter has 5 children. He loves his grandchildren very much.
Dozen. Dozen. I need 12 eggs. Can you please buy a dozen eggs at the store? Well, good job, friends. I hope you learned something. Let's go to conversation C.
Conversation C.
If she has a dozen grandchildren, she must be a patient woman, too.
She is patient.
Tell us more about your grandmother.
She's sincere. When she talks to me, her words are from the heart.
You must admire her.
I do. My grandmother is also very wise. She gives good advice.
She sounds like you.
Thanks, Jack.
Well, in this conversation, friends, Pam is talking about her grandmother. And she says she's sincere. When she talks to me, her words are from the heart. Friends, our key word here is sincere.
Sincere.
Sincere. If you are sincere, that means people can trust you. They know that what you say is true and that you want people to trust you and that you are sincere. Let's use this key word in a sentence. Edward is sincere and honest with everyone. He speaks from the heart.
Do you speak from the heart, Tom?
Well, I do try to speak from the heart, Amy. I think it's good to be sincere, to be honest with people, and to let people know how I really feel.
Well, good for you. I try to be a sincere friend. When I am someone's friend, I really do care about him or her.
It's true. I know that you care about your friends, Amy. Amy is a sincere person. And Amy said something here. She said, you must admire her. She's talking about Pam's grandmother. Pam must admire her grandmother. And friends, our key word is admire.
Admire.
Admire. If you admire someone, then maybe you want to be like them. There is something about them that you really like. You admire them. I admire my dad. He is a good guy. I want to be just like him.
I admire my teacher. She teaches me a lot of good things. And I hope you guys are learning lots from us as well. So let's review our first key word.
The first key word is sincere. Sincere. Drew is sincere. If he says something, I believe him.
Admire. Admire. I admire Monica. She is a great singer and she dances well too. Well, good job, friends. I hope you're learning a lot from us. And let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Hello, 欢迎再次来到 Information Desk. Pam 的祖母下个月就要过80岁的生日咯。再一次提醒你，在英文里不管是爸爸的妈妈或者是妈妈的妈妈都叫做 grandmother， 他们的称呼上是一样的。 grandmother 有时候是比较口语的，就可以直接说 grandma。 那么祖父 grandfather 呢，很多人是叫 grandpa。 Pam 说 My grandmother will turn 80 in April。Turn 这个动词在这里的用法算是比较特别的，因为一般 turn 都是转的意思，像是向右转 turn right， 那转向他就是 turn to him。 今天Pam说的 My grandmother will turn 80. 这个turn却是到达某一个年龄的意思。 比如 He will turn 40 next week. 下个礼拜就要40岁了。或者是上个月满20岁。就说 She just turned 20 last month. 这样子这个turn会用了吗？ 讲到Pam的grandma, 她应该可以算是儿孙满堂了。因为她有12个孙子孙女。 She has a dozen grandchildren. 在这个句子里的dozen就是一打或十二个的意思。 他的角色就像100、100一样。 比如100 people或者是300 students。 因为100用来描写数量, 所以就算是多余一也不能加s,变复数。 比如$500。 这种情况100都是不加s。 所以dozen也是一样的。 就算Pam的grandma有24个孙子孙女, 那英文应该是2 dozen grandchildren. 2 dozen grandchildren. 那dozen不加s, 所以如果你昨天买了3打蛋, 那要怎么说呢? I bought 3 dozen eggs yesterday. 这种情况下, 多余3打的dozen也是不加s。 Jack猜想Pam的祖母可以应付得了那么多孙子, 她一定是一个很有耐心的人。 She must be a patient woman. Patient这个字的拼法比较特别, 它的后半部是T-I-E-N-T, 而且T发成shent的音, 这个字比较特别值得留意的地方, 跟patient相关常常使用的句型是 be patient with someone. 比如 baby哭闹不停, 但是她却很有耐心, 就可以说 she is very patient with the baby. She is very patient with the baby. 耐心的对象也可以是东西或者事件。 比如说你朋友家电脑很慢, 那你劝他要有耐心一点, 可以说 be patient with the computer. Be patient with the computer. Okay, thanks for visiting us today. 我们明天见咯。
How's your family?
How's your family?
你的家人好吗?
How's your family?
Fine. My parents enjoy their work. My brother does well in school.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. Hey, how's your family?
Eh?
How's your family?
My family is old, just like me.
How's your family?
How's your family?
你的家人好吗?
Well, friends, it's that time again. It's time to practice our question of the day. Here it is. Who do you admire? Why? Listen again. Who do you admire? Why? Well, let's ask Ohai this question. Ohai, who do you admire?
Let's see. Oh, I admire my monkey mom. She's great. She can make delicious banana pie. Hey, Jack, who do you admire?
Who do I admire? Well, I admire all of our friends. You know, friends, you are all working so hard to improve your English, and I admire you for that. And I mean that from my heart. Well, everyone, thanks for joining us here today. Be sure to come back again sometime soon and visit us right here at the mall. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Oh, I admire them too.